721 News Radio WGPF. I'd like to thank Associate Professor Dave England for joining us in the studio. First off, Dave, it's good to see you again.
Tom, it's always good to be back to your station here, man.
You know, I tell you, yesterday when I was reading your email blast to some of your subscribers yesterday, I saw a sentence that really stood out for me. Stood out to me yesterday, and I'm going to have to paraphrase, sure, if you don't mind. Talking about the price of oil, well, if it can be overshot, it can be undershot.
You better believe it.
And we're, you know, the overshot, we saw that with record prices for a barrel of oil.
Yes.
All right. And now we're seeing, the last count I had was some of these futures that were $37 a barrel. They're talking about a glut, a 7-year low. What's this mean, Dave? What are we going to see now in the future with this oil? Because OPEC says they want to keep their market share.
Well, Tom, part of this, well, there's many factors in this. One of it is to put out as many United States oil-related companies as possible.
And if you don't believe that, ask the guys who've been laid off at the Granite City steel plant.
Oh, goodness. And take a look at across the country. Yes, we love to go to the gas station and see less than $2 a gallon gas. Kind of reminds me there for years we had $1.69 a gallon. We're going to get back to that? I don't know. But there's always a cause and effect. I like to see lower crude, but then again, I don't like to see what's going to be happening in 2016 in the oil industry and what's already happening here. But when you talk about overshooting, yes, if you know, some of us remember crude being $147 a barrel, okay? That overshot to the high side. Now we're overshooting to the lower side. Now, just the other 2 days ago, we did get in that $36 a barrel range. Where's it going to go from here? Personally, I think that the weak hands must be shook out. We have to set a price bottom, and that's called a price support. It would not surprise me whatsoever to go down and at least touch $33.50 a barrel before this thing goes up.
And but others have said $20 a barrel, that's hard to believe.
A lot of people out there trying
the
to get headlines
and attention. The barrel costs $20, right?
Exactly, but you have to realize, we don't have to do anything. Let's realize that that's so much underneath what it costs to get this out of the ground and these kinds of things. But this is going to lead to even more anarchy in 2016 with the oil fields and with many, many companies out there that are going to be laying off. There's going to be some oil companies.
And countries potentially collapsing, Venezuela.
Exactly. Exactly. So that tells me at some point in time there's going to be an equilibrium price that we're going to bounce from here. When we do bounce, Tom, it's going to be fierce because of the short covering. That means how many people are shorting the market in energy. I love to short, but the energy industry is the last one I will short in because that can change on a dime with the wrong or the right headline.
Especially, you know what's odd, David, is more than once I wanted to ask you this question. How many times, historically speaking, have you seen the nature of the problems in oil-producing countries like we're seeing now? Granted, Saudi Arabia's not having big problems, but the Middle East in general and the violence and all this, and prices stay down like they have.
Sure.
And it's because the oil industry is diversified, whether it's the Canadian oil sands or whether it's Russia or, of course, the number one producer of oil in the United States now, in the world, United States.
Yes.
But OPEC is making this happen. They wanted this to happen. They've said as much.
Yes. Now, they are a cartel. Are they as powerful as they used to be? Well, let's just take a look at our surroundings. Now, if I could touch base on just one of the key points that you brought up with Russia. Russia's income is so dependent on oil, so that as their economy falters, what are they doing? They're going to be flooding, and they have been flooding more of the markets with oil. And Tom, if we could just sit back for a minute and do an analysis. Two key terms that our listeners, if they don't know yet, Brent and West Texas Intermediate Crude. When you hear the term Brent, that's focusing more on the oil in Europe and the Middle East.
North Atlantic.
Exactly. West Texas Intermediate Crude, that's what we watch mainly in the United States. Now, there are probably at least 60 different oil and energy indexes. Matter of fact, we've got our own Illinois oil index. We pump a lot of oil when it's the right price, a lot of crude out of Illinois, not too far from right here. You know, it wouldn't hurt my feelings, too, when prices go up. See one of those gushers in one of my properties.
Yeah.
You know, just keep on.
But not at $37 a barrel.
No, that's not going to happen. we get about 50 to 60. But in the bigger picture, Tom, I challenge you to look around this room right now and tell me one thing that's in this room that's not in relationship or the price or the value to petroleum products.
Shirt I have on is 100% polyester.
Exactly. And look at how many times it was shipped from where it was produced and wherever it goes. And by the way, that reminds me, it's time for me to go over and see Mickey to get some clothing. I love your ads for that.
Great Outdoors Company.
Yes, exactly.
It's 100% polyester. Now, here's the thing, Dave. We're going to see this change, and it is good because in years past, people have been up against the wall during the holidays, and a lot of it's been because of energy prices.
Exactly.
And people are feeling this relief. I mean, it affects the way cars are sold and what type of cars are sold and on the list goes. But when people, and I did a little reading last night, is when this oil jumps, does different things, and the manipulation by OPEC, it affects the value of certain countries' currencies, not the least of which is the United States' value of currency. And there's been other changes with the IMF now using the yuan as one of their storage currencies, something that they keep. It's along with the pound, the yen, the euro, and the dollar.
Yes.
And this is a currency that's been manipulated by its government on lots of levels and recently caused quite a bit of problems in the U.S. stock market. All this stuff is together. I don't know how you keep it all straight, David.
Well, it is a challenging way of thinking. That's one of the passions, and that's what I teach people to do. And by the way, Tom, I'm glad that you read the newsletter. I have many people across the country that do, and if anybody wants to, that just go to davidoengland.com and sign up. And by the way, next week is whenever I start my free lessons on how to deal with buying right now lists and how to profit from them. Back to the Chinese. Here's a couple of good things about the IMF bringing in the Chinese currency. Number one, there's a lot of things that go on with the Chinese people that possibly may not go on any longer if the Chinese want their currency in the top five. So there's pressure on there. So some good things in there.
If you want to be a respectable part of the world economy, you have to behave yourself when it comes to manipulating your currency.
Behave yourself and don't get caught doing what you're doing. Okay, so there's some good things there. But here's the thing that we need to be challenging on. And by the way, if I had a dime for every time somebody sent me an email on one of these things on the video that talks about the dollar is crashing, this and that, run for the hills, then it'd be a heck of a vacation this winter. Okay, but here's the thing. What if this scenario, and by the way, the Chinese have been buying up the gold as much as they can. What if they decided to back their currency with gold? That's one of the biggest things. Now, besides that, on top of that, with the United States dollar, it's a fiat currency. That means ours is not backed by gold. Go back to the Nixon administration, okay? I'm just using that as a time frame, okay? So we're no longer backed by gold, and neither are the other majority of the other currencies. It's a fiat currency. So our dollar is in relationship to the value of the euro, the value of the pound,
the yen,
and many other things. So that Bill Gross put this better than anybody I've ever heard, so I got to give him credit. Our dollar is the cleanest dirty shirt in the hamper. So whenever, and also, Tom, when we have things happen globally, international money flocks to our markets and flocks to our dollar.
Because of stability, because of trust.
Exactly. And yes, well, there's many things which we would like to have improved on in this country. And by the way, if somebody doesn't like it, they're 3 hours away from getting their tail out of here.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people that would like your seat, okay? There's many, we have a lot of good things. The key thing is with this dollar, there's room for improvement. We are the strongest currency out there. And by the way, whenever it comes to world economies, which that's what's going to be coming around the corner, our market is very strong in dealing with many of the regulations and laws by having stocks traded on our exchanges. That's a very, very strong thing. So that's one of the reasons why many dollars come from the international arena into our markets.
And that is because of law.
Yes.
Being the ruler of the land, the law of the land.
Yes.
And that is on soft ground, too.
Yes.
I can see compared to other places, not maybe because it's interesting because my perspective is keyhole. It's about the United States. And when you talk about this as a worldwide phenomenon compared to other places, we're still a lot more trustworthy than they are.
And I know what your next question is, so I'm going to hit it, Tom. Compare this to like China. I'll give you an example. By the way, as an educator, if I make a statement, I have back it up with facts and figures. Okay, we have too many people out there putting agendas out there just for their own agenda. Let's say that we bought a company that would operate on the Chinese exchange. They report earnings once a year. They feel like it. Okay, in our exchange, we have to do it quarterly. If you do not give earnings, your stock price is going to be taken out back and shot. So that's one of the many things. And you also have to have a stock price over X amount of dollars. That's why we have reverse stock splits. So I'll take, yeah, we have room for improvement. I'll take our market over any other market any day of the week.
It's interesting how I interpret what you're saying on a personal level. If I had $1,000, who am I going to invest it with? Amazon or Alibaba?
Well, that's a no-brainer, but I'd be careful right now at Amazon at these levels. Here's one thing. Take part of it. Buy some physical gold.
Yeah, but Alibaba's traded in the Pacific Rim.
Yes.
And it's huge, and it's their version of Amazon. But mm-hmm. look, you don't have to tell them what you're doing. And they've already taken a beating on more than one occasion, too. But they've been pointed out as being, look what we're doing here. Look what this does for commerce.
Sure.
And now, you know, listening to you talk, my first thought is, do I have that kind of faith in that in their administration of their system as opposed to ours?
Two things. Consider something you can get in your hands with that 1,000 physical silver instead of gold. I love the silver, and I've got why it bounces usually quicker. But it's one of those things. The two companies that you mentioned, you're only buying paper. And by the way, you aren't getting paper. You're getting the electronic version of paper. And the only way that you're going to be able to come out okay on it is if you sell it for a higher price than you bought it, Tom.
All right. What's the bottom for oil? What are you seeing for the bottom for oil?
I see that we will. There's a good possibility of testing $33.50 per barrel.
Brent crude futures.
Right now it's trading. We're up about 50 cents today. It's going to be interesting to see. But here's the thing with window dressing. That means that many of the oil companies will continue to be sold because the mutual funds do not want to show them as holdings come the end of the year. So this selling is going to go on for a while.
Right.
Okay.
Don't want to get caught holding the bag at the end of the year when you have to make your quarterly profit.
Exactly. And for everything negative, there are four opportunities, Tom. Thank you.
7:33.